Just the man I wanted to talk to. How are you?
Hello?
Yes, this is Steve Powell.
Oh, hi. Hi there, Steve. This is Bae, and I am the local Flash. This is for your Google Guaranteed application. Well, how are you today?
Fantastic. Thank you. I was hoping to hear from you today. Yeah, I did the application Perry told me to do, and he confirmed me that I did not have to have a general contractor's license in the state of Indiana. But when I tried to finish the application, there's three questions that they want me to fill out, and I have no answers for them.
I've actually read your message.
Yes, when does your general contractor's license expired? I don't have a general contractor's license. But he said all I would need in the state of Indiana would be my tax ID.
Yep. No problem with that one, Steve. It's because you've already optimized your application. All you need to do is just put NA, which means not applicable. So if there are questions regarding...
NA.
Yeah, Steve, go ahead.
Can you hang on so I can try it?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Take your time. Go ahead, please.
Okay, thank you so much. Hang on just a minute. This may take me a minute. I just want to get it done because I'm excited.
I know, right? I know, I know. I'm so happy to have this one, and yeah, that's why I'm here to help you out. So you have to take your time. Don't worry about me.
Hang on. I'm walking into my house to get my computer going. Just a second.
No problem.
Have just a minute? Do you have just a minute? Hold on. Can you call me back if I lose you?
No problem. I will.
Okay, hold on.
There?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, great. Hang on.
No problem, Steve. It's okay. I won't go anywhere.
How's your day going?
I'm sorry.
How's your day going?
I was pretty good, Steve. I went diving today. I really had fun. So it was really nice.
You went diving?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm a diver, just to let you know.
You mean like off the dive?
Oh, see? You're cutting in and out, Steve.
Just a second.
I'm almost there.
No problem, Steve. I'm here. So, yeah, I went diving.
Like a diving off the diving board?
I'm like scuba diving, yeah.
Diving in the ocean.
Diving in the ocean.
Oh, my.
Where do you dive? I'm sorry, Steve.
Where do you dive?
Well, it's because right now I'm based here in the Philippines. It's because due to COVID-19, I couldn't go back to,
Oh.
So I just enjoyed my time while I'm still here. So that's what I've been doing lately, like diving every day. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's fun though.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
It is really awesome. Have you ever done that before?
Yes, I did in Mexico. Excuse me.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. We did some snorkeling and a little bit of diving, not a lot.
Okay.
We saw a giant manta ray.
Nice.
Am I still cutting out?
Oh, wow. Oh, cool. Love that. No.
You're cutting out on me. Let's see.
Oh, really?
Okay. Almost getting ready here.
Is the application form there? Okay, I'll be here.
I'm pulling the form up right now. Just a second.
Okay. Without me, okay?
Just a second. Something kind of...
No problem.
Coming up here. Hold on. There we go. Okay.
Nice.
Okay, I've got the application form opened.
Okay.
And it still shows the things I filled out. So if I just I'll just go down.
So all you need to do is just go down to where it's asking you for the business license or anything related. And all you need to do is just put N-A, or, not applicable.
I just put N-A. Now, what? Now
yep,
it's asking
exactly.
me for an expiration date of my business license.
Okay, just hang on. So there's no way for you to put N-A on that one, right?
No, it's wanting the month, date, and the year.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. Okay. Okay, so Steve, can you put in Feb 15, 2024? Or 2023, that'd be fine. Are you there?
I'm sorry, tell me, what do I put in the month?
Right, so February 15th, 2023, you can put that one. That'd be fine.
O-2-2-3-2-2023?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Now it says, please provide a copy of your business license. Add the file.
Okay. Right, so can you submit without that one? It's because we have already optimized this one.
It says next.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's saying, okay, I think let's see. What is the business monthly budget for the GG program? I think is mine 500?
Yes. Oh, okay, let me have a look on that one, just a sec. No, let me see. So does it say required budget?
Yes, it says this is a required question.
Okay. All right, so hold on.
I forgot
have a look on that one.
Thanks.
No, that's okay. No problem. It is $504.02.
2 cents, okay. Minimum of 290 is required. Refer to call summary email for your industry minimum. Okay, I put 50402 in.
Yep.
Hit next. Well, when I hit next, it's popping back to this budget. So that must not be the right. Maybe that's
okay.
Not the right.
Okay. Can you read? Yeah, can you read it back to me, please?
It says, "What is the business monthly budget?" I put on $504.02.
Uh huh.
And then there's a little exclamation mark underneath that says, "Minimum of 290 is required." Refer to call summary email for your industry minimum.
290. Well, I've got the email here in front of me. So your desired budget here. Okay, hold on. Let me have a look on the back office for that. Just a sec.
You want me to put 290 in to see what happens?
Well, yeah, we can do that. Anyways, we are going to update the account for you as well. So even if you something different for you, so don't worry about that. So yeah, let's try putting in the other figure.
290, just for the heck of it. 290.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Nope. It's still ticking
back.
What are
you getting?
It when I hit next, it won't let me go through.
Okay,
it's red flagging this budget thing.
So budget. Steve, can you read to me the statement above the box that's asking for that budget thing?
Oh, wait a second. Oh.
What does it say?
Above the box. In the box or above the box?
Above the box.
Above the box. There's an optional question. It says, if the business is a BBB accredited, what is the rating? Oh, I forgot to put that in.
Ah, okay. Nope.
We don't have that. Just put NA?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, just put NA. And what about the one in the box?
I just put, it says, what is the business's monthly budget for the GG program?
Monthly budget. Well, it says here it's 504. 02 for the monthly budget. And yeah, it's a little bit weird that that's happening. So
we
already put two figures, right? Yes, can we?
Okay, let me.
Yeah, how about 504?
Even?
Mm-hmm.
Or with the 2 cents?
504. Without the 2 cents. Just put 504 in there.
Okay. No, it's still red flagging that one.
So it's still doing that. Okay, hold on. Let me see. Steve. Okay, so this is for Crestmark. Okay, so it says monthly, right?
Yeah, it says, what is the business's monthly budget?
Wow. So what about if you put the other figure without the decimals, Steve? Let's try and do that.
Do what? Put in what?
like put in the other figure. I can't remember what it was. Was it
$2.99? I put the dollar sign. Maybe it doesn't like the dollar sign.
I think so. So let's get rid of the dollar sign. Let's just put 504.
That worked.
Okay.
That always worked.
That was good.
Okay. Now it's one.
Okay, awesome.
Business now, it went to the next page, local service ads, and then it says business owner's information.
Okay.
So I get that every down. Business owner's information. Mm-hmm. What is the primary business owner's name? Crestmark.
Mm. No, primary owner's name. I think that would be yours, Steve.
Oh, owner's name. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hold on.
No problem.
What is the primary business owner's social security number? Okay, here we go. Now we're cooking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Love that. Uh-huh.
Okay, field worker. Look, it's working. Please list the names of all field workers.
Nice.
We have hundreds of subcontractors, but I'm basically the sole owner, president, you know. Everybody else is subcontracted, like with a 1099. So it says here, please list the names of all field workers.
Okay, that'd be fine, Steve. That's okay.
Customer-facing workers.
Okay. All right. So you can actually just be looking for the number of field workers.
Just put the number of field workers? Is that what you said?
Can you hear me?
No, you cut way out on me. It says, please list the names of all field workers.
Uh-huh. If it's...
You're cutting
out. Okay, working on that.
Says,
not
says,
about.
Please.
Hello, Steve, can you hear me?
Yes. It says, please list the names of all field workers.
Okay, just put in N-A. Not applicable.
N-A. Okay.
Yeah.
Now it says, for each field worker, please provide their full name. I guess I put N-A in again. N-A again.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, submit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it went to the next page. It says, thank you. Your response
okay, cool.
has been recorded.
Okay, there you go.
We're done.
We're done. Right.
So is there any...
So we are going to get the...
Now, what's the next step? They'll do the background check
for that one, Steve. It's because the next step. Yeah, we'll be doing the background check for you. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so we are going to be doing the background check, and we will be creating your profile. And for tonight, that we need, we should leave that application form for us to do the next step. So, Steve, I really appreciate your time here. Thank you so much. But do you have any questions for me, though, while I'm still here?
Not really. I understand exactly what's going to happen as soon as they approve me on
okay.
the background.
Okay, awesome.
I guess when I get approved, what's the next step after that? Will somebody call me and say, welcome, your leads are going to start such and such date, or do we
yeah.
want to review? I would like to review
yeah.
my Google webpage.
Mm-hmm.
With somebody just
okay,
to make sure
okay, right.
Good.
So I'm going to put that on the notes. Hold on. I'm going to put that on the notes. It's because what will happen here, Steve, is that every movement that's happening to your application, or so let's say your account is already going live, well, in the future it will go live, you will be updated from time to time, either via email, by text message, or call. We will always be in contact with you. So you're not going to be able to. We will be with you all the way.
Okay. When do you think that
yep.
will happen?
So you want
3 weeks, 4 weeks, or?
Well, it's the max maximum would be 4 days. It's because it would be depending on the local courts. Well, it may be some sort of limited. But yeah, it doesn't normally take that long. 3 weeks. Yeah, I can say 4 weeks.
Okay, thank you very much. You have a good day.
You're, Steve, you have a great day. Thank you once again. See ya. Bye.